Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do recaps, reviews, and breakdowns of your favorite reality TV shows.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch Beneath Them. Here's my boy, Chad.
Views expressed on this podcast are for entertainment and don't reflect our opinions about the cast outside of the personas presented on the show. Thank you to all our supporters. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and give us a good review.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds, it's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watch With Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ NBA Boy.
DJ NBA Boy, I wear that with a badge of honor.
NBA Boy, just like our boy Marshall.
Yeah, oh my god, he got screwed over so bad.
Oh yeah, the NBA did not do him any good when it comes to the dating scene here.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. It was rough. Israel was rough. But listen, we got a special guest today. I want everyone to introduce you guys to Marina Riyadh. Marina, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing so well. I'm so excited for this.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're so happy to have you.
Especially absolutely.
I know, especially this hour. Luckily, you're in the, central time zone?
Yes, I'm in Dallas, Texas, so it's actually a little bit early for me. Like, yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you were in L.A. You seem like an L.A. girl to me.
You know what's so funny is when you actually see me, like when you talk to me in person, East Coast. Easily. Really? No one has ever, we met in person, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. You're one of the very few people that tell me I'm from, like, the West Coast. I'm usually like, oh, New York, easily.
Yeah, I think, like, I met you at the Moskers Film Festival in Alberta, Canada. And I don't know, you just seemed like an actress in L.A. to me. That's what I thought. I think you were wearing a cowboy hat, though. So, like, that was,
That should have given it away.
That should have given it away. She was the only Muslim there with a cowboy hat on.
You want to know the funniest thing about that? I was there, like, no shade to Texas, right? But I was there representing Texas, but also, like, playing on the whole cowboy thing, right?
Yeah.
Why did everyone think I was from Edmonton, Canada? Because it's apparently the Texas of Canada. I played myself.
They're very big on oil and gas. And, yeah, they're truly, Alberta is the Texas of Canada.
Yeah, it's so funny.
That's so funny. I had no idea. So what are you doing these days? What are you up to?
So I'm a comedian as well, which would kind of help balance out the East Coast thing. I do stand-up comedy. And I'm, fun fact, I'm a henna artist. I do Mendy. So I just opened up my own salon in Dallas, Texas. So
I have a funny story about Mendy. You want to hear it?
All right. No.
So I have eaten Mendy by mistake.
Yep. I've done it too. I knew where it was going. I was like, don't do it.
This is what happened. This was when I was like in high school. I was in high school and my mom, so like, it was around Ramadan time. So in Ramadan, Pakistani people, you know, we make samosas. Like, you know, we always make samosas and, you know, you can't have samosas without chutney. So
no.
My mom left a bowl of chutney right next to the samosas and I ate the samosas with the chutney and I told my mom, I'm like, no, the samosas were not good. She's like, what do you mean they're not good? And I was like, yeah, I had some with the chutney and they were not good. She was like, I didn't leave any chutney. And it turned out it was the Mendy. So I just ate like a whole bowl of Mendy with my samosa.
Okay, for all the white people watching this, I don't know what chutney he's talking about because I mix henna for a living. I've never seen a single Pakistani, Indian, or Arabic dish that looks like henna.
No, it doesn't.
And you were hungry.
There's an Imli chutney, which is the tamarind, and it's very dark, and it kind of looks like Mendy when it's fresh. When not when it's like hard, but when it's like soft and fresh.
I'll give it to you.
Like that. It does.
I'll
like
give
that.
It to you.
Also, you have to understand, I'm an idiot.
Well, Neebs, if it makes you feel any better, I was, I believe, 10 years old when I ate Mhindi. I thought it was melted chocolate. It was at a wedding. And I was like, oh, cool, a bowl of chocolate, you know, and right by all the sweets. Makes sense. Let me have some of this chocolate. No.
But you just, you took one taste and you're like, oh, that's not chocolate, and put it away. I ate a whole damn samosa with it.
I was about to say, I was like, and you told your mom her food sucks. Like, yeah. you just missed the plot, my guy.
I didn't even say the chutney was bad. I said the samosas were bad.
Yes!
Like, I'm over here thinking the chutney's fine.
You're like, there's no way it's me. It's got to be her. Like,
oh, man. I am an idiot. I have to admit that. But speaking of idiots, let's talk about some of the people on this show. There's a lot of people making mistakes here. Jack, before we go, I think you got to make your mic a little bit higher still.
Okay, let me fix that.
Do-do-do. All right, and we're going to dive in. Say that again.
Better?
Yeah, much better. All right, so we're going to go with NBA boy right now. Start it off.
NBA boy, let's go.
NBA boy, Marshall. All right, man. Marshall and Jackie come home together, and I'm like, why are they coming home together? They're not together. I thought they had a falling out. She's still wearing his jacket. They come back, and Marshall wants to have a conversation. Jackie wants to go to bed. Jackie wants to go to bed, and he's like, listen, there's some stuff going on right now. We need to discuss it. She's like, no, I just want to go to bed. What were your thoughts about that? Let's start with you, Marina.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with science. Okay.
Science. Whoa.
Science.
I love science.
Yeah, we have to, right? Because here's the thing. This is across the board. Most people don't know this. I mean, as a woman, I recently actually found this out, right? Women need, not want, need more sleep than men. The hormones, the testosterone, all of this involved. I'm not going to get into it right now, but they need more sleep than men. And then when you talk about boundaries, right? You both need to come to the table when you're both ready to have a discussion. If not, it all goes down. It all just fails, right? So she straight up communicated with him, like she's been doing since day one. I'm Team Jackie. That she was not ready to talk. And this guy literally said, if that's what you want, are you here or you're not? Do you want her to, like, you're just essentially, you threw it all on her, and I'm not about that. Like, you should have respected the fact that she said, hey, I would like to sleep. We'll talk about it another day.
Or in the morning, right?
Like let the girl get some sleep.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Is it, though, because there is a saying, never go to bed angry. Isn't that a saying? That is the thing that you're
when
never
you're married.
It doesn't mean you fight right before you go to sleep.
Yeah,
though.
That's not also.
Like, what it means, don't go to bed angry. It's, you know, don't be angry. Whatever happens can be resolved tomorrow. It's not right now that you got to deal with it.
I don't know. And I think that works. I think that's fair for most cases. But he does say that Jackie only talks when she wants to. It's always on her terms, right? And I feel like he just put his foot down in this situation because we don't know. It could always be her deciding when they talk. And he knows that it's about to end. And he's like, Leo, just put me out of my misery. I'm not going to put this off longer and longer, especially while you're talking to Josh on the side, which she was talking to Josh at that event.
That's not the same as she was talking to everyone else at the event.
I don't know, because what we do know is that after talking to Josh at that event, that's not the only time she gets to see him.
Okay.
It's not unrealistic for her to explore her options when, first of all, the reason that Jackie has to dictate when the conversations happen is because Marshall doesn't stop talking about his emotions.
That's a hot take.
Okay.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I'm just saying.
I mean, listen, they are in a situation where they don't know where they're at. I think it's fair to say, hey, let's figure this out and not let it drag on any bit longer. I don't know. Because honestly, she seemed checked out. She seemed checked out. He seems checked out. I don't know what was the point of not just discussing it. I don't know. It was kind of weird. But
no, we'll see, because it could have waited till morning. I will give Jackie that. It could have waited till morning.
All right. But they did. Yeah. They ended up not really having a full discussion. Well, they got into a little fight, but they didn't have a full discussion, which is probably the worst case in both scenarios, because you actually ended up having a fight and you didn't get to discuss what you needed to discuss. So it kind of sucks both ways. All right. By the way, I want to say that the music they put in every scene is so perfect. Like, it's perfect. It goes with the mood so well. Like the lyric, the lyric that is like happening in the song while the person is hugging or fighting or whatever happens at the exact moment you need it to happen. Whoever does that, like, miseries, because they're so good.
You know what's so funny is on TikTok, everyone is like, okay, the hosts gotta go. The casting directors gotta go. They're firing everyone, but you're out here like, the guy that is in charge of the music should stay.
Yes.
The two things
the one
that this
person
show, I think,
who's doing it right.
Actually, there's two people I think that are doing it right. Number one, the cinematographer and the whatchamacallit, music. Those are the two things that I think this show does so well. Like,
when they
out of the park.
When they zoomed in, this, I don't even know what episode this is. When they zoomed in on Kwame's plant, and then on another completely unrelated thing, they brought back the picture of the dead plant that was in his apartment. Gold. No reason.
They're so good. They're so
We've already
good.
Done the tour, sir.
10 out of 10.
Oh man. All right. Now Zach goes on and he introduces Bliss to his family, and Zach's sister Alexa is actually on TikTok. And she made a bunch of TikToks defending her brother. Not like defending her, like, oh, he didn't do anything wrong. Just saying, like, he's such a good guy. He was so important to our family. He's just a stand-up person. He does so much for our family and other people's. And, like, she was just hyping him up and gassing him up. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. They showed pictures of their mom and how much their mom meant to them and how hard he took it. I thought it was really sweet. So I thought that's really good. I thought Zach's family took to Bliss really easily. They liked her, and they were kind of vibing, and they seemed like nice people, nice little white people.
It's a good match.
It's a nice. I like it.
So you guys are okay with how it went down? Is that what you're telling me?
No. We talked about that in the last episode. We went over that in the last episode. That was a hot mess. Him proposing to her on that yacht was hella awkward. And I think they proposed way too soon. I think they definitely should have been on a bunch of few more dates. But they seem to be vibing. And I don't know if it's for the camera or it's for real, but if they are vibing, more power to them. They both seem unproblematic. I like them now. I mean, Zach made a dumb decision, but he doesn't seem like a terrible guy.
I think the concept of good guy versus bad guy and nice guy versus like a bad boy is something that's spreading through this show, right? Like, being a good guy doesn't make you good enough for the girl. Being a nice guy doesn't mean that you deserve the girl. I'm talking about Zach and Bliss and Jackie and Marshall, because here's my point of view, right? Bliss said it perfectly when she said, if you choose, what's her name, Arena. That tells me what kind of man you are. It shows me your character, because he went through with it. So for me, even if he made a bad mistake and he came back to get the right girl, he's not the right guy, because his character shows that he's willing to self-sabotage. And that will take – that he's going to do it again in a different way in the relationship, no doubt about it. Because he doesn't think – and he said it, right? He doesn't think that he would be accepted by her family. So he already thinks that he's less than. That's why he self-sabotage. He's a good guy. But that trait is not something you want in a partner. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you. I think that is something that is – I think that could be something that could be worked on, to be honest. But it is something that would be really hard to live with if this person keeps doing this over and over again unchecked. For sure. For sure. Yeah. But I don't know, man. If he can get through it, it could be really, really good for him. But, like, Bliss has, I think, the emotional intelligence to figure out if it's going that route, and she's smart enough to dip in that situation. Like, she just seems very, very smart, both intellectually and emotionally.
Do you think, huh? Good.
I was going to say, because even on the first date, she didn't give him everything. She gave him a hard time. And she's smart enough to do it. She's like, I'm going to make him earn it, which is like very smart of her.
Okay, here's my hot take as a girl, right? The worst things happen to smart girls because their ego gets in the way. And they don't want to admit when they may have made a bad decision, because this goes back to the fact that her dad's family is trash. Okay. Trash.
That's not exactly a hot take there.
But let me tell you this, right? I think that if she had a supportive father and things were not going well with Zach, she would feel comfortable enough to leave. But she outright, to the entire world, took this man that chose another girl and then stood in front of her dad's family and was like, hey, I'm not making a bad decision. I'm not going to get divorced. I think she would stay with him because of that.
Just despite the family?
No, because of the situation that she's in, right? Because of her dad being like questioning every single thing. She's like, no, I promise I'm making the right choice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like reverse psychology. The more he's like against it, the more she's like needs to prove that he's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by spite. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think.
The thing is, I feel bad because his family is like Persian, and like I'm like, yo, we gotta get better Persian representation out here. She's Persian, black, and Mexican, which is really cool. I didn't know that she has all of these ethnicities, and she made a TikTok thing like she's proud of all of them. I think her dad's name is Shah, very typical Persian name. I don't know. I think she's so sweet. I really, really liked her.
But her
mom, bro. Her mom was so sweet. So sweet. Like, it's definitely her dad who's the problem. Her mom was just adorable.
Her siblings too? Like, how one came in with like sunglasses, like it was an interrogation. I was like, what is going on here?
There's
the little one didn't say anything at all. Like, they have cut it out, but I didn't see any of that.
I don't know. There's like giving someone a hard time for like chips and giggles, and there's giving someone like a hard time like her dad did, right? So it's different. Her dad's like, you like fishing? No. You like sports? No. Fuck this guy. He was over it.
So quick. Yeah, it was golf and fishing. I'm like, my guy, there's more to life than golf and fishing, but okay, go off.
Oh, man. All right. Chelsea and Kwame, they go out shopping, and they have the most awkward shopping encounter. I was so cringe. Like, she's trying out all these cute dresses, and he's just like, not about it. And then she talks about like, are you okay? He goes, do I look okay? I think what happened was he asked her if she was okay, and she goes, do I look okay? And like, he was salty about that all afternoon. Like, it happened in the morning, and he's like salty about that all afternoon. And then he brings it up while they're shopping. She's like, oh, I'm just direct. And she's like, there's a difference between being direct and being confrontational.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Marina, what is your thought on that? Confrontational versus direct?
You know what I think? Chelsea is the poster girl for Love is Blind, because this girl is blind, okay?
Yeah.
At this point, honestly, match made in heaven. They deserve each other. That's my
That is my favorite take on this so far.
What? I literally was not even in the room, and the guy, I was like, I don't know, call me. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. First of all, no one is holding you hostage, okay? I don't get a green card out of this. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
He can't get out of his own way. It's so frustrating.
What is happening? And I'm like, he hates her so much. I can taste it in the way she had it. The strawberries, poor strawberries. Why did they, like.
Oh, my God, the strawberries. He was like. He was like, I've been eating them the whole time I've been here. She's like, no, I want to eat them for you. He's like, no, no, I'm good. She's like, no. And then she made him eat it. It was just so weird.
So awkward. And you think it can't get worse, but it does.
It does.
Oh, it keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. All right. But the one couple, let's talk about a couple we do like. I don't know about you, Marina, but I love Tiffany and Brett.
Everybody loves Tiffany and Brett. Name one person that doesn't.
Literally.
I know. But like, I really like this episode where they're talking about, you know, how they came from generational poverty and they want to create generational wealth. And like, they're just like this two black couples who are just about, like, you know, making a good family, making good positive things. Everything about them is amazing. I love them. And last episode, I was kind of a little iffy on Brett because I'm like, yo, Brett's spending a lot of money for carry-on luggage, like $1,200. Goddamn,
bro. Okay. Let me be the first to say on that. My luggage cost me $350.
Okay. Right?
Reasonable price. It retails for $700, though. Mm-hmm. So if he's giving the MSRP.
Please stop.
I get it, because that means he may not have spent that much.
Jazz, he said carry-on. Carry on. That's like a little duffel bag, a little like Louis Vuitton duffel bag.
Look, there are certain brands out there. Like, I know the pilots use them a lot. It's like, it starts with the B. I can't remember the exact brand, but they're expensive, but they last forever. Like, they will warranty their everything. And so, like, you know, if there's a tear, right, you send it in, they'll send you a new one. If like the wheel falls off, they'll send you a new one. Like, they will always take care of you. It's like Allen Edmonds.
But $1,200
for a lifetime, like lifetime repairs and everything.
For $1,200. By the way, I have no issue with that. The guy works at Nike. That makes complete sense to me. He's living within his means, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's where I wanted to get to. I'm like, as long as he's living within his means, he's welcome to do that. He's welcome to buy whatever luggage he wants.
If he got the lifetime warranty, I think it's a smart decision because, like,
coming up with random excuses for it, bro. Like,
No. I stand by this, okay? I've bought American Tourister crap from Amazon. It lasted me a year. It cost me $100 for a set of three, right? If I've spent $100 a year, right, 12 years, that cost is equal to the lifetime of what he's getting.
Thanks.
Jazz, they lose luggage all the time, all right? Just, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, you can track it, though. Like, it's not difficult.
I don't know.
Can I say one thing that was pleasantly, like, is it pleasant surprise? I don't know what the word is. Okay, that's not the point. Yeah. Brett's father.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Gem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gem.
His brother, too.
Brother, too, man. They were awesome. Just great.
What a vibe.
Mm-hmm. What a vibe. What hair. Amazing
First
hair.
Of all,
mashallah.
Yeah, mashallah, honestly.
Oh, love them, love them. All right, now let's move on to another couple, Micah and Paul. God. Damn, they're another couple who I think can, I don't even know. They're weird because sometimes I feel like they can't stand each other. Sometimes I'm like, oh, are they really vibing? Do they really like each other? It is very strange. And it seems pretty obvious that Paul doesn't want to move. He's giving her hope that he'll think about it. But he's like, no. Also, I want to complain about Kwame and Micah. Why are you going on a show in Seattle and not wanting to live in Seattle? Like, that's the whole point of the show. The whole point of the show is to get people who live in the same area, so the chances of them working out is higher. What's the point if you're not going to move to Seattle? I think that's stupid.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Micah can sit her ass back in Arizona.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, Micah's from Arizona. I'm like, that is so far. Portland, I can kind of even make an excuse for. Like, it's like Houston, Dallas, right? It's not that far. You can kind of make it work. But, like, Arizona?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Like, if someone made a reality show in New York and I'm in Jersey, okay, I can do that. I can make it work.
Yeah. That's about the same amount of time it'll take me to drive to Dallas.
Yeah. And I'm just like, all right, fine. That works. But, yeah. Arizona? No. No. And he can't even work remotely for his job. So I don't know. It's weird. Work remotely. And she's not, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how to feel about that.
Bro, you know how I stand on this, right? Like,
do you think they're gonna go through with it? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh no, it's okay. I do think they will.
Really?
All right. You're like,
here's why. All right. Kwame is dumb. Like, really, really dumb. All right. And Chelsea knows what she's got. She knows how to handle her man. She's going to get everything she wants. Kwame is going to go along with it.
No. I don't. We'll get to that later.
That's true. We have to get to you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have to get through a lot of stuff. And I want to talk about the Kwame and Chelsea thing at the very end, because that's the big cliffhanger. So that we'll definitely get to that. Okay. But one thing I didn't mention, I know we really, really loved Bliss's mom. But when Bliss's mom says, like, you know, she was talking about his mom passed away. She was like, if you get married, I'll be your mom too. Yo, that
was so sweet.
That melted my heart, bro. Like, that melted the coldest heart that I have. The coldest part of my heart. It was super sweet. God bless that woman. Love her. All right. This part, messed up. Everyone is getting their suits and their dresses. And our boy Marshall is over there getting dapped up and getting a tie and getting a shirt. And this is how I know Brett and Tiffany are going to work. Because the second Tiffany finds out that Jackie's not here, she goes, boop, 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 text. She texts. She pops out her phone, and the first thing she does, she texts Brett, and she's like, she's not here, oh my god. And then Brett goes up to Marshall, and he's like, bro, I don't know how to tell you this, but Jackie didn't show up at the dressing. And bro, Marshall, I felt so bad for in that moment. Like, yes, they're not working out. Yes, he's being like super nice, and he says some like stupid things, and he's a little too emotional. I don't think he deserved that. That was rough. I don't think he deserved that. That was, come on. I know you're Team Jackie, but I don't think.
I have my own opinion on this. If you want to hear, you can ask.
Let's do it. I want to hear it.
Okay. Just play this out in the real world, right? Not as someone that's watching from another universe, okay? Or from the television.
Okay.
You're in a relationship with someone, right?
Okay.
And it's rocky. You guys are just not vibing, okay? Mm-hmm. And this person loves to talk, very emotional, right? And you are going through the experience. I think Jackie honestly has been straight up since day one. She may not have experienced it as cleanly as people would like to think, that like this is how you should experience the show, this is what you should do, but you guys are speaking as if you're, because you're not going through it, right? She has been communicating with him how she felt towards him with every single little thing, especially even like with the whole boss up or man up or whatever the heck happened, right? So when it comes to the day of,
That is very clear communication.
Thank you.
I don't think so. I disagree. I don't think that's clear. Because saying you have to be more aggressive, he's always like, well, what do you want me to do? He keeps saying that.
Because he doesn't know how to do it. And it's like teaching someone how to do something that doesn't come naturally to them. Like, you can say it and either they get it or they don't. Certain things, it's like they get it or they don't, right? But that's not the point.
Then she also hugs him after she says that and says, you just love me. All you have to do is love me. That's all you have to do. Just love me. That's not clear, in my opinion.
Okay. As a Latina woman, trust me, we all know what kind of, like, not stereotypical thing, but, like, he's literally not man enough for her. Not about, it doesn't mean he's not man enough, just not enough for her, right? But I'm going to just finish the one point about the dress thing, right? She literally was going to, she was waiting to talk to him about it at the house.
At what house?
At whatever they were staying at, right?
Yeah, she was there.
He was there to talk to him in person. Now, Tiffany told Brett, and that's between them, right? But Brett telling him took away the opportunity, and it made it seem like she did something against him, when in reality, she actually is the most mature person on the show, because she literally realized, hey, I don't want to go through with this. I'm not going to go to the rehearsal and just try to get more fame out of it, right? She was like, I'm going to talk to him in person. And then let him know how I feel about it. And instead, he found out before, and it blew up to this be this entire thing, right?
No, I don't know if I do that. Because from what the show lets us believe, now we don't know how it's edited. What the show lets us believe is that he wanted to have a conversation. She said, no, I'm going to bed. She goes to bed. The next day, they go to the dressing. They go to the dressing, and she doesn't show up. She's on a date with Josh. That's the timeline the show is trying to present to us.
I don't think that timeline is accurate. I don't believe that was edited.
I'm pretty sure it was edited. But that's what the show leads us to believe.
But then why would Marshall go for a tux fitting if he's fighting with his girl? Like, why would you do that if you don't even know this is going to go, like, you're going to move forward here?
Well, the thing is, like, everyone's working things out. And, like, it happened with, what's his name? God, I forgot the guy with the big eyes. Shane. Shane and Natalie, they were fighting right before their wedding. They went through with it.
Okay, but that's not the example we should be setting for ourselves here.
No, but the thing is, like, people are arguing up until the wedding. That happens almost every couple, right? And a lot of the time, it's like, okay, we'll show up. They both show up at the wedding, and they either say, hey, we're not going through with it, or hey, we're going to try to make it work, but we're not going to get engaged, or we're going to get engaged. Those are the three options that people have. She just didn't show up, didn't bother to tell him. I don't know. That's
she didn't tell him in person.
What do you mean? When?
Is he the kind of person that you would want to text to and be like, hey, this isn't working out? No. She had the decency to tell him in person.
But she told him in person after he already went to the fitting.
It doesn't matter. She could have decided. Like, that's a real thing. She could have decided that she just didn't want to go through with it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. All right, let's move on. I don't know. I don't think we're going to agree on the whole Chelsea Brent situation. The Jackie and Marshall situation.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think when she does talk to him and she's like, she's really mean to him, in my opinion. And she also, he was like, hey, I don't think you should keep the ring. I would like it back. She goes, no, I'm going to keep the ring. I don't think that's accurate either.
Fair in any other situation. Except but Love Is Blind paid for it, not him. So,
and well, you know
hold
what?
Hold on. That's not necessarily true. So I talked to Juhi. Juhi told me that Love Is Blind gives you rings for $5,000. They give you rings that are worth $5,000. If it doesn't work out, they take it back. But if you want to buy a ring that's more than $5,000, you can put in a little bit extra and get a nicer ring.
Oh.
And they won't ask for it back. Or
okay, that changes everything.
So the reason they didn't ask for it back is because he spent a little extra and got a ring that was a little nicer. It could have been $1 more than $5,000. Who knows? We don't know. It could have been several thousand dollars more. But because of that, they won't ask for it back. And I think because of that, the ring should go to him. Also, a wedding ring is a promise to get, an engagement ring is a promise to get married. Unless you propose on her birthday, Valentine's Day, or Christmas, they have
really?
To. Yeah, no, because it's considered a gift. It's considered a gift. I watched Judge Judy, and that's how I knew that.
That's not real law, but okay.
Judge Judy is real law. Don't lie to me. My childhood is a lie.
Right, go on. Okay, no, I do acknowledge the fact that if you did spend more money on it, then yes, you should have given it back. But if it was funded by Love Is Blind, then ring should go to Jackie.
Why? Just admit it. Why did it go to Jackie?
Well, again, it's from the show.
Why should he take it back?
Yeah, it's not his ring. He put the money on it.
It's not going to fit on his hand. Like, what is...
First of all, rings don't hold value. A $5,000 ring is probably worth like $1,000 at most. Rings don't retain value.
It's a sunk cost. Let it go.
Yeah.
Here's what I think, right? I think that based on the way that she reacted, right? We don't know if they even showed us the entire interaction at that moment, right? But the way that she reacted, he was actually being very offensive, okay? With the way that he was judging her experience and her intentions into why she was in the relationship and all of this stuff. Like, she literally went through the process. She tried to be with a different kind of guy, and it didn't work out. And now he's butthurt that she's possibly interested in Josh, which is a different kind of guy to him, right? But, like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, she actually gave it a fair chance with you two. But he can't get out of his own mind that, hey, maybe she just played me to get a ring. Now she can be with Josh. Like, he's not getting over that part.
I don't know. She did tell him that she was going to go pursue things with Josh. And I think that did get into his head a little bit. Especially since, you know, Josh did say he was going to steal his girl, which I think is really funny that it happened. I didn't expect that to happen because he was so drunk. And the thing is, like, I don't know. I think it was a very difficult conversation. And I think he was a little passive aggressive about it, which I feel like she was a little nasty about it. I'm just saying. I felt like he came. I don't know what he did to deserve that harshness. Like, yes, he wasn't aggressive enough, but, like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm defending him.
No. You're not gonna be wrong. Marshall is a great guy. He is a catch, right? But this situation is just bad for all parties. Like some even people just do not get along with other people, and that's just what it is.
I don't know. Like, even the interview that she had afterwards, she was like, "I'm not even mad. I don't even care. I'm not even sad about it. I don't care about him."
That's
she was
saying her defense mechanism. That's not.
That's. I think that's still horrible stuff.
It's horrible, yes.
And then, all the text messages that came out, the rumors. I feel like
okay. I can't defend her there. That's
right.
Fair.
The only thing he said is that she has not been who she pretended to be, and he gaslighted her. That's the only mean thing he said about her.
That's not even mean. That was actually someone.
I don't even think that's mean.
Based on the text messages.
Can I just make this one point? They barely knew each other.
They all barely know each other.
She actually. Huh?
I think they all barely know each other. It's 20 days.
Exactly. So like, she's not who she said she was. What are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, I want to defend.
No, I will. Yeah, I will defend Marshall here too. But go ahead.
I want to defend the show in general because here's the thing, right? Yes, you don't know somebody 20 days. I can be dating somebody. I dated somebody for 3 months, and we basically had like 7 conversations. Like, but these people are having like 6-hour conversations a day. For like 2 weeks, they if you do a sum total of like quality time they spent together, they probably have spent a decent amount of time together, even though they haven't seen each other's faces, right? If you count the 20 hours they've seen, like, you know, a day being like blind, and then the honeymoon, quality time that they spent together is probably more than most relationships. People have work. People have all this stuff they're doing. They probably just text each other. They get on the phone for a 1-hour conversation a day. Like, I think it's fair to say that they've really got to know each other on a deep level. I don't think they're lying when they all say that. I think that's fair to say that they felt like they really got to know each other. And then when they came to the real world, they were not the same person they were in the pod. I think that's fair.
I think that I understand where you're coming from, but quality of time is not as big of a factor when you put them all in the same situation, right? They were in a bubble, right? When you want to really get to know someone, you have to see them in different environments to get a better idea of how they react in different environments, right? Like if I put you in a space, right, and I give you your favorite things 24/7, and I can give it to you for a month, right? I'm going to see the same reaction from you. Versus if I put you in different situations, I'm going to see how you react in different ways. And the real world, I don't think that she just pretended to be someone else. I think that he saw her in a different environment and he got to see another side of her. It's not like you can't just think that if you see someone 24/7, you talk to them for that many hours, that that's just who they are every minute of the day, right? Because that's a controlled environment.
I think that's a fair argument. I won't disagree with that. Sure. And I think there's still more environments that we haven't seen, but I don't know. I thought that interaction was not great on both parts, but honestly, I think it was a little worse on Jackie's part. You think it's a little work on Marshall's part? We'll just agree to disagree.
I think is beautiful is how, like, this is like the 4th season, right?
Yeah.
How many couples have actually, like, stayed married? Was it like 3 at this point?
2 from the first season, and I think that's it.
Who were the two?
It was Lauren and her boyfriend, and then Barnett and his girl.
Lauren and Cameron, yep.
Lauren and Cameron and Barnett and Shamey, something that I forget.
Yeah, yeah, one of those people. Because
Amber and Barnett. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. What was is it Ileana or something like that?
No, Jared? They broke up.
Yeah, yeah, Jared. They got divorced.
Yeah, yeah, they got divorced.
It's crazy. 4 seasons, and out of all these couples, only 3. Well, we were assuming that Britt and Taff are gonna just
5. You know what I mean? Because Alexa and Brennan from last season, Colleen and Matt, they're still married, I think.
What?
Oh, yeah, Alexa and Brennan. They just met, but they're still together. The Jewish girl, remember?
Yeah.
The Israeli girl.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Yeah, they're still married. And then the really wild couple, Colleen and Matt, they're still together, oddly enough.
Oddly enough.
Yeah. Well,
so we... 4 up from the past seasons are still together.
Yeah.
Which, you know, impressive compared to, like, any other show, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. All right. Listen. Let's go on to something. So, yes, Marshall is too sensitive for her. She says she doesn't care how he feels. He said, I chose wrong. He called her toxic as fuck. She also says shit like no one likes him, which I thought was weird. Yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff. Jackie was like, I am crazy. So I thought that was pretty funny. All right. It is what it is, man. Let's see, who else? She did say she's attracted to Josh. We see her go on a date with Josh. I think the show wants us to believe that happened a lot sooner than it did. I agree with you guys that it probably did not.
Yeah, it was definitely later. Like,
but like, I am surprised what she sees in Cauliflower Ear Guy, man. I don't know.
is that the comeback now to NBA boy? We're gonna call him Cauliflower Ear Guy.
Everyone's like, you know how like Marshall and him were kind of like beefing. Marshall, everyone's like, Marshall, you don't fuck with a guy with cauliflower ear. That means like someone had the cauliflower ear. That means they can fight. You don't want to fuck. So,
but yeah, you don't want to fight a guy who gets injured every year for some reason.
Oh man! All right, so. She says she's going to keep the ring. He says she can keep it. Then she says she's not even sorry.
Let it go.
Whatever. Yeah.
Sunk cost. Let it go.
I don't know, man. Principle, man. Principle. All right, whatever.
Nah, right. Fuck
Chelsea.
Right. Yes. My mental health matters way more. She's out. I'm out. Bye.
Yeah. I'm too petty, bro. I'm too petty. I'm too petty.
Oh, God.
I don't care if the ring costs like $200. I'm like, I need half. Mm-hmm. I can't give you the satisfaction. I'm too petty.
Oh, Miss Brown Sugar brought up the greatest point. What? Marshall was in love with the potential Jackie he wanted to build. Oh, brilliant.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Perfect.
That
just
blew my mind. That's probably
right. Marshall wasn't in love with Jack. He was in love with this idea of Jackie that he.
Thank you.
She was his project.
Yep, she was his project, and he was in love with the idea of the future Jackie he was gonna make.
Oh man,
it's
that's pretty toxic, actually. That's pretty toxic.
Mr. Brown Sugar put it right in perspective for us. Like, thank you so much for being in the comments here. Like, that was perfect.
I got to backpedal now because she's pretty right. That's pretty
I think.
Go ahead.
I think it was pretty obvious when she was like, "I wouldn't go for a guy like you in the real world," and he was like, "I would absolutely go for a girl like you," because she's out of your league. She's out of his league, and.
Oh. That part I don't agree with, but okay.
I think she's 100% outside of his league.
Really? I mean, homeboy is like good looking. He's got like nice eyes. He's got an NBA.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, but that shit doesn't matter to girls, Neebs.
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't be single.
Look at Josh. I don't think he's worse looking than Josh.
Have you seen my eyelashes?
It's not.
I don't think Josh is that much better looking than him. I don't know.
It's a weird thing. Guys, we see guys differently.
Yeah, you see them
girls,
very differently.
Yeah.
Right,
and it's not about, let me tell you what really probably turned her off, to be honest with you, right? His reaction to when she told him that Josh was also interested in her and when they were in the pods, right?
Yeah.
His reaction to that, he, from my point of view, right? No confidence whatsoever. Why are you really getting so aggressive over another guy liking a girl when that's the entire concept of the show?
Yeah,
right.
I do remember that. He did get butthurt over that. We did call him out on that. That did not make any sense. And Josh was actually pretty smooth about it. He was like, hey, are you guys talking about me?
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. It was weird. I'll give you that. All right. I'm starting to change my mind about Mark a little bit.
No, that's the whole point. Like, I'm glad we're having this conversation. Like, right. This is important.
I came in team Marshall, and now I'm leaving team nobody.
That is correct. Like, I am team nobody here.
All right. Let's go back to Chelsea. Chelsea does this like photo shoot that she's always wanted to have as a little girl. And I'm like, that is creepy that you want to have like a naked photo shoot for a little girl. I'm like, what is a boudoir? What the hell is a boudoir? I don't know what that is, but.
It's a solo thing. Usually you do it alone and you surprise someone with the pictures. You don't do it with them for an engagement photo shoot.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And like, if it doesn't work out, what are you going to do with these pictures that you've always wanted to have as a little girl? Now that's going to be tainted with a memory of like this guy.
What are you going to do with the video that everyone has already seen of you guys making the photo shoot?
If you had a Google Pixel, you can just erase your ex, you know? The Google Pixel does that now. Shout out Android. That's a really cool feature.
You actually get that on Samsung's now too. If you get the updated Google Photos,
my S23 has it too. All right, cool. But yeah, that was
That was weird. Like I don't understand that. Who am I to judge? I guess fine. I'm not gonna judge.
Both of them have great bodies. Wow. If I had a body like that, I would never wear clothes either, right? So hey. all right. Oh, I did like the couple that made their own ring. I believe it was Micah and Paul.
Okay, I call bullshit on that.
You don't think that those are their real rings?
No, here's why. I don't think Micah would have done that with the guy. Like, there's no way that's something that she truly would want. I do not believe that. I call bullshit.
Oh. I think that's so cool, making your own ring.
I think it's cool, too. But we're guys. I don't think she'd ever want to do that.
I think she'd be like, this is cute, but, like, I'll keep it. But where's, like, the real thing?
Yeah.
But do girls really care about wedding rings? I know they care about engagement
rings. Yeah, they do, dude.
Listen, we DIY everything except a wedding ring. You've lost your mind.
So wedding rings and engagement rings are different.
Entire life, huh? Like,
wedding rings and engagement rings are two different things.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't want to work. I've already done the work of everything else, okay? This is a gift to me.
Okay, fair. I am a very sentimental person. I love that shit. I love that kind of stuff. I got a Tanzanite, gem from, Kilimanjaro when I climbed and summited. It's like the first thing I bought after I climbed the highest mountain in Africa, right? And it was one of my goals in life to do it. And I bought it, and my goal is to turn it into a necklace and a ring and give it to somebody special, right? It's super sentimental, but it's, you know, it's not that expensive. It's probably only worth like $1,500, right? It's not super expensive, but like it means something to me because like it's after I accomplished my biggest goal in life. So it's a special ring, right?
That's very sweet.
I feel like, you know, I'm very sentimental that way because it has a lot of meaning to it, right? I think that's more than like a ring you just buy.
Sure, but don't make that your wedding ring or your engagement ring.
No, I won't make it either. More like a necklace. But Tanzanite is only available in Africa. You can't get it anywhere else. It's only in Tanzania.
You're like, that is so sweet. Still.
Still, no, right?
Yeah. Well, like, I have a ring made out of meteorite, dinosaur bone, and whiskey oak. I think it's the coolest thing ever. I would never use that for anything, though. Like, come on.
Okay, it's sentimental for you. And I think it's like a cute, you know, like promise ring if you just met a girl. That's cute, right? You're giving her something that's special to you, but you know what I mean? Time and place.
I'll probably just give it to my niece.
Yeah. Neves, De Beers has won. Like, you need the diamond ring, you know, princess or emerald cut, at least 2 carats. It is, you're right. De Beers has won. They have convinced everybody in the world this is something that matters.
I don't know.
Yes.
Like, you can grow them in a lab now. And the girls are like, no, I don't want one grown in a lab. I want one where an African boy picked it and lost his arms. That's the one I want.
It has to have the blood. You know, let me tell you,
like, for me personally, right? I do not like diamonds. I like gold. That's a Palestinian in me, though. So, like, it's different, right? Culturally, like for me, like the marketing thing, the best marketing on earth is how they convince everyone that they need diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah. And that you spend, what, 2 months of your salary worth what? To get an engagement ring?
Nonsense.
Nonsense. But De Beers successfully pulled it off.
You know, if you propose to somebody, they don't take it back. Like, they don't take the rings back.
Correct.
And you have to, like, sell it on, like, aftermarket, and they're worth,
or wholesale.
Like, the wholesale, and they're worth, like, 20% what you bought it for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't propose to somebody unless you know for sure, because that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
De Beers. Fuck that
Girls
company.
Need to switch to gold, is my opinion. This diamond thing is that's honestly, that's a little girl's move, okay?
Gold will hold value. That makes perfect sense to me. Like, good shit.
Women want gold. Okay, little girls want diamonds.
fair.
I approve. I approve. Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's go. What else we got? Let's see. Chelsea and Kwame. Zach and Blair. Please don't say their name. the bachelor party. They go into the bachelor party. Zach not into the burlesque stuff because his mom was a stripper. Makes sense.
Understandable.
Here we go again.
Understandable.
Wait, what? Rest in peace. Let her rest in peace, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, man. It's very fresh. She died. She didn't die like years ago. She died recently.
Was she a stripper the entire time?
What?
I mean, for most of her life, yeah. That's how she, like, helped raise him and brought the money. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's. Yeah.
I don't mind him bringing her up all the time because it's something that happened. It's not that she died in his childhood. She died recently.
Right. That's, like, I actually understand thing. That. Yeah. That's,
the stripper thing.
You don't forget that, though. Like, how would you ever forget that?
Yeah, you don't.
You're traumatized with it. Like, I get it.
You grew up in that life.
And good on Zach. Like, he removed himself from that situation. He didn't try to stop anybody else. Good on him. I am okay with this one, actually.
Yeah. The girls' bachelorette party was a little bit more wild than the guys. I feel the guys were just like, all right, show. They're like, it's there, but they weren't really super into it. They were just there to drink and talk. Whereas the girls were on stage and throwing money around and having a good old time. And then Shelby grabbed the phone from Micah when they called Paul, and Paul was like, oh god, not this bitch. He was like so annoyed. He was so annoyed.
You know what? I don't blame him. Like, fuck Shelby.
And then
she's one of the most toxic friends ever. I do not like her.
She is a toxic friend. She grabbed the phone, and then like Micah was like, no, I really do love him. We talk about 20 hours a day. Like, why don't you like him? And she's just like, no, she's just manipulating him. I don't know. It's kind of weird, man. It's like a weird codependency friendship. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that. That it's a very weird friendship. I don't like it. I think Mike would be better off within her life if she cut her out.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know how Drake says no new friends? No. In this case, all new friends.
Oh, God.
Well, also, what... One thing I wanted to do say good about Chelsea and Kwame is that I did like the fact that Chelsea was embracing some of the Ghanaian culture. She was like, you know, she got the little orange bag, and then her sister came in, and Kwame's sister was so sweet. She was so sweet that I was like, oh, snap, maybe this is real. Maybe this might actually work out.
So here's my theory on that. I think Kwame wasn't sure until he got to the hotel.
Yeah.
And then the moment his brother and sister came in, I think that's when he finally realized, okay, everything is going to be all right. I think it wasn't until that moment that his whole mindset changed. When he found out his dad was hyped about his wedding, that truly was the moment you saw everything like change in his face. Like, he was no longer like conflicted. He was like, okay, I can do this. This is good. She's great. Yes, it's going to work out.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the family that saved the relationship here, which is really weird because normally families don't do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. But the wedding looked really beautiful. Like, even in like foggy ass Seattle, they made it look good. Like, the cinematographer made the backdrop look amazing. Even with the fog and everything, it looked really, really cool. So I really, really like it. And I really liked Chelsea's dad saying, like, you're a good daughter, and like saying these nice things to her. It was such a sweet moment. I really, really liked her dad. Her dad's super nice.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate
it.
We need more of that.
Yeah. And then I like how Kwame's like, I'm not going to write my vows. And then he just comes out with like the most amazing vows I've ever heard. I was like, damn, those are some nice ass vows. You better marry her because you can't reuse those.
You really can't. You cannot reuse that, bro.
Oh my God.
But that's the thing. Like, I think truly, like, he didn't write vows because he wasn't sure, right?
Really? Yeah.
You don't think that's fake? You don't think that's all for the camera?
I think he was unsure until he got his father's blessing and his siblings' blessing.
Wow.
I agree with you 100% on that. Like, yeah.
He changed.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a Bull Neves show, because a Bully Neves show, because I don't think they're going to get married. I think Kwame's going to say no.
Here's why I think they're going to get married, right? I have seen way, way, way too many couples in the real world that have that exact same dynamic.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Neves, we're doing something wrong.
I don't know.
And no one gets it. They're like, what the fuck is going on right now? But it works because they both have so many problems that somehow two negatives somehow make a ride. Or they both are so just obsessed with the idea of just being married or like having someone that they're like, this is it. You know what I mean?
Yo, I just realized one of my friends is like that. And they're married, they have a kid, and like,
yeah,
it's successful. Even though I was against that marriage.
Oh, man. I have a friend like that, too. I had a friend who I was like,
she's married. Right.
And they got married. And I was like, damn. Okay. I'm not messing with anybody's relationship ever again. Because now they're married. And I'm like, oh, this is awkward. Didn't come to your wedding. My bad.
Yeah. It just, that's my only reason I think they're going to go through with it.
All right. I think they're going to end up together.
I feel like I've had like the opposite opinion of you two this entire episode, but I don't think he's going
to make it. That's not your fault. I think the editors want you to see it that way.
Maybe I'm falling for it. Or maybe you guys are falling for it and I'm not falling for it. One of us maybe. Is falling for it.
I feel like I'm seeing through things, but you know what? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what the show is so weird, because there's the show and then there's what actually happens. And we'll never know.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah. It is wild. All right. Before we end the episode, let's go through the final people who think are going to match or not. Brett and Tiff, 100%. Yes. 100%. Everybody agree? Yeah. Everybody agree. Yeah.
100%.
Let's all do a dua for them. Let's do a little prayer for them.
Yeah. Inshallah. It's Layla Qadr. Gonna go pray after this.
Oh, man. All right. Then we got Micah and Paul. What do you guys think?
Oh, man. No. I think Micah's going to say no.
I think absolutely not.
Yeah, I think they're going to say no. I think Micah might use her friend as an excuse.
She's too much of like the mean girl clique. Like, they really, she needs them.
Yeah, yeah. Codependence. All right. Zach and Bliss.
Yes.
Yes.
Sadly.
I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them hard, but
I hope so. I hope they make it.
I also kind of feel like no. I don't think they're gonna get married, but I'm rooting for them to get married. I hope they decide not to get married, but still stay together and try to work on things. Because I just feel like it's too soon. It's too soon for them.
If it's too soon for them, it's literally too soon for everyone else on the show.
I guess, but he just got off another girl. He just like broke up with another girl and got into this relationship. And I feel like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem healthy to leave one relationship, end it, and then go back and get engaged right next day. It's just weird to me. I don't know. Unless a lot more time has passed and we don't know, but they said 20 days when she met his father or her father. They said 20 days.
But he only really chose the other girl for what? 2 days? Three?
A week. They did a week in Mexico.
But it went downhill the second they saw each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was awkward.
Like I said, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them, but I think they're going to use this opportunity to not get married, but still stay together, I think.
I think Zach is going to say, we should get married anyways because I know this is going to work. because that's the kind of guy Zach is.
And Netflix is paying for it. I think that's why they kind of were like, listen, let's just go through with it. They'll cover everything, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. I think they're actually in love. I just think Zach is like, you know what? Let's just cut the bullshit. Let's skip a few steps. And maybe. Get done.
No, I don't disagree with you. I think they absolutely have real feelings for each other. I just think that the reason it was so rushed is because opportunity is in front of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If they make it work, they make it work.
Why not?
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who are we missing? Chelsea, Kwame, we just did that one.
100%.
Brett, Tiffany, we did that. Micah, Paul, we did that. Marshall and Jackie, we knew that one.
I don't know. I know that one's not going. Even Jackie and Josh, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't see. Well, no, here's the thing. Like Marina said, two wrongs make a right. It might work for that reason.
Oh, true.
Just 'cause I'm thinking it's not going to work, but then I'm just like, no, wait. I could be wrong here just for the fact that I don't know anything about relationships, apparently.
A negative and a negative makes a positive.
Right.
That is true.
I think the only way that those... Okay. If Josh and Marshall can just somehow meet in the middle, right? If essentially, if Marshall can have a little bit more backbone and more confidence and get over his daddy issues, he would have been a great guy. Like, real potential for Jackie. Right? So, I think that the only way that she's going to end up with Josh is if somebody gets knocked up, okay? Because that's the only way those kind of relationships end up.
I don't know. Is it really that he's not confident? Or I feel like it's one of those, like, anxious attachment relationships and an avoidant relationship attachment, right? I think Jackie is very avoidant, and he's very anxious. He needs that reassurance because she's avoidant. And she's avoidant because he needs so much reassurance. I think there's just a bad mix. I think with, like, any other person, if he felt a little more secure, he wouldn't be that anxious and he wouldn't be that emotional. I think they just bring out the worst in each other.
I think that's 100% true, but I just happen to think that he's slightly, like, if he had a little bit of confidence, he wouldn't be so needy and wouldn't have just put her off by that. You know what I mean?
He's traumatized, though.
He needs to get over his daddy issues. That's my final take on Marshall.
Like, what was his daddy issues? What's wrong with his dad?
Jazz, it wasn't daddy issues. It was he was, like, you know, called gay for, like, being into poetry and stuff. Like, he's traumatized from that.
It's not daddy issues, per se. No, his dad was, like, he made comments about him being emotional or not being man enough or whatever it is. Like, that was a specific thing. Yeah.
I may have missed that. Yeah. Okay,
but you're absolutely right as well. Like, that entire, like, I think his relationship with masculinity needs to be addressed, right? Because I've met guys that are like, they don't, like, they have a really bad idea or, like, bad relationship with what being a man is. Mm-hmm. That they're just like, they haven't really figured out what kind of man they want to be. Does that make sense?
Right. They just go off of what they see on TV or what their friends do. They don't have any identity themselves. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and their identity is solely based on the fact that, like, hey, I got made fun of because I like these things. And I'm like, it doesn't make you less of a man. You can still like these things and still be a strong, confident man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's missing that link. Again, he's on a show. We had to trap a girl to marry him within literally 20 days. He's not exactly the hottest catch on earth.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my friends would disagree with that because they all love Marshall.
A lot of my friends like Marshall too. A lot of my
friends, female friends love Marshall. They're like,
how many would actually date Marshall?
You know what? Let me ask that question. I'm gonna put it on Instagram today.
Because I've asked my girls. I've asked the girls. Like, oh yeah, he's a nice guy. I'm like, but would you actually be with him?
Ah, that's a good question.
No, so, like,
what kind of guys would they go with from the guys on the show? I don't feel like they would.
That's why I told you, Brett.
Yeah, Brett's confident as shit, dude. Like, he's so calm and collected. I get it.
And he's in touch with his emotions. Baby boy. Why don't we have an entire... Like, he's incredible. I don't know where the hell he's been hiding.
Brett is solid. I can't argue with that.
You're like, I wouldn't want to be with Brett.
I want to be with Brett, right?
I want to be with Brett.
Listen, if he buys me the luggage and his shoe collection, maybe.
I just need two more boxes, bro. I don't even need a whole world. Like, I got...
You need those retro Air Jordans from Into the Spider-Verse, and maybe I'll get that. All right.
Those are all right, guys.
We're over the hours. Thank you so much for being on the show. Marina, let people know where they can find you.
Instagram, TikTok. Look up Marina Riyadh. I think it's Marina Riyadh Comedy on TikTok. But yeah, hopefully next time when you guys have a show, you'll see me there.
Yeah. Moscow reunion. All three of us were at the Vom Nerds at the Moscow reunion. So hopefully next time we go there, we'll party even harder.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
You partied?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Oh yeah.
Muslims go hard on Moscow's. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, there's nothing to do in Edmonton other than party. We went hard.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. We will definitely have you back. Maybe when we do Ted Lasso and some other shows, we would love to have you back. But there's one more episode, and it probably starts right now. It's 1 a.m., and it probably drops. So I'm going to watch some, and we're going to...
Yo. Should we do a live reaction thing for
this?
That's
what she wanted to do. She wanted to do
I wanted to do that.
That's what she wanted to do.
Do you want to end this podcast and just do a live stream and see what happens?
Let's try to do it tomorrow or sometime this weekend. Let's wait and let's do that. I think that might be fun. A live watch.
Okay.
Let's do that.
I can.
I'm down for that too. All right. You heard it here first, guys. We might be doing a live watch of the next episodes of Love is Blind, and then we have the live reunion show, so we'll have like two more episodes to do about this. So Jackie, she says she's going to talk her shit, so we'll see. She says she's ready to talk her shit.
I can't wait. I'm excited for all of this. Like, this is gonna be so much fun.
me too. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show, and until next time, guys, salam nerds.
Peace.